I'm here this morning with Sydney and Ella. Hello, Sydney and Ella.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
Good. You're not nervous, right?
No.
No, because we're just going to have a little conversation.
Right? Not going to be bad.
Not going to be bad.
We're good.
We're good. Exactly. Ladies, what book are we talking about today?
Arnie the Donut.
Arnie the Donut. The first. Now, is this the picture book or the chapter book?
Chapter book.
The chapter book. So the first, second, or third Arnie the Donut?
First.
The original. Awesome.
I go a ridge.
You go a ridge?
Yep.
It's the ridge.
A ridge.
I'm suddenly hungry for donuts. All right, we need to focus. Girls, who wrote Arnie the Donut? Do you know?
Oh. That might be a hard question.
Do you want me to tell you?
Yes.
Lori Keller.
Oh, right, yeah.
Lori Keller. You knew that, right? Sure. You totally knew that. All right, ladies, take it away. What is Arnie the Donut all about? Talk to us.
Without trying to give it away, I would kind of say maybe his friend is a little bit dramatic.
Arnie's friend is a little dramatic? Who's Arnie's friend?
Pizza.
The pizza. Does the pizza have a name?
Pizza? No, like Piazza or something.
Piazza. Okay. Okay. It's a little dramatic. What happens in the book?
There's a lot. It's like there's this one girl that was performing,
mm-hmm.
and everybody thinks she lies about everything.
Oh,
and so what? So, but Pietro thought that she was actually telling the truth, and the part was there were some kind of thing that was in outer space, and so. This girl, she always said really weird, lied kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
She's super dramatic. But she was telling...
She got into Pietro's mind.
She was telling the news reporter or something that she got taken by...
No, the donut. There's a donut.
There's a donut that got taken from her?
Yeah, there's a donut that got taken from her. And then what?
And then there's... And then she made up that they took her body and took her up to spaces to space.
Yeah.
To where they lived.
Yeah.
On a planet.
Whoa.
And then everybody started freaking out.
Yeah.
And then Pietro said, "You're to Arnie," he said, "What in the world? You're that same thing that just took her up."
Oh, oh my goodness. Girls. That sounds like a very fun book.
It's hilarious.
It's hilarious. Why did you choose to read this book?
Probably because a lot of people were reading it and they were like, and the only thing they were doing was just laughing. So I wanted to read it.
Because anytime people are reading, laughing out loud, LOLing.
And then she would not stop. Book, and she would just not stop. Like, Sydney, look how funny this is.
Awesome. So then Sydney had to read it. And it's like a disease. It just spreads.
Exactly.
But a good disease. Like a book disease.
Yeah. It's a good book.
Totally. Let's see. Did this book remind you of other books?
Nope. Only the second and third one.
Only the second and third one. Love it. If you could ask Lori Keller something, what would you ask her?
Probably ask her how did you come up with this book? Like, how'd you come up with all these foods to put in the book? Like, how do you come up with all these names? Like, Arnie, Pietro.
Yeah.
Like,
a good question.
And next question, I would probably say, why did you name the pizza guy, almost like a pizza name?
Yeah.
But then you named
him, like, the donut.
Then you named the donut Arnie.
Yeah. Like, not even close to a donut name.
Oh.
Or, like, something close to donut.
That's an interesting question. Why should the people read this book, girls?
Because it's funny.
Because it's funny. Sydney, why should the people read this book?
Funny.
It's just funny. So also, if you want a good laugh, you should read this book.
I kind of like it because he loves this, I don't even know what it's called, but I don't know.
The pizza loves to act like direct, but Arnie says that should not be your dream.
Oh, that's kind of funny. Okay. Anything else you want to share with us, girls?
maybe at the ending, I don't want to give away the ending, but it's kind of just like
it turns out that it wasn't actually true. And they were pretending to take him up.
Yep.
But they were only shooting a movie.
Oh.
And Piazza or something. He was the movie director.
Yeah.
It was just really weird.
Which is really weird. I love it.
Hilarious.
Sweet. Anything else, ladies?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Then we will end our podcast about Arnie the Donut by saying happy reading.
Happy reading.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.